News about one of President Clinton's former financial backers appears to confirm allegations about Democratic fundraising during the past 8 years. On Thursday, Indonesian financier James Riady struck a plea bargain with the Justice Department. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, Riady was long thought to be implicated in the 1996 Democratic fundraising scandal.
President Clinton was asked about his relationship with Riady and whether he's concerned about the plea agreement.
Well, I knew him when he was in Arkansas and when he owned his family owned part of a bank there. And I've kept up with him since. I'm not at all concerned about it. I think that I think people should know what our campaign finance laws are and should obey them.
But when the president says, "I've kept up with him since," that may be an understatement. Riady's plea appears to put flesh on the bones of allegations that have been around for years. The Riady family controls Lippo Group, an Indonesian conglomerate with extensive investments in China and other investments in the United States. Riady and his chief aide in America, John Huang, gave $100,000 to the first Clinton inaugural committee. Riady's father even paid for a bust of the president to be exhibited at the National Portrait Gallery. Huang went to work as a trade official at the Commerce Department, then he became a prolific Democratic fundraiser. After the election, congressional investigators found that Riady and Lippo had tremendous access to government. Now, the Justice Department says Lippo sought that access because it wanted normalized trade relations with China, a repeal of banking regulation laws, and other policy changes. The congressional probes also uncovered documents showing how Lippo money flowed into the Democratic National Committee via straw donors. Foreign money is illegal in U.S. elections, and so is laundering of contributions. In 1997, Senate Governmental Affairs Committee counsel Michael Madigan questioned a former Lippo employee about a 1992 memo to corporate headquarters in Indonesia.
You see in the first paragraph where it says, "Please kindly wire $146,500.
Yes.
Now this memorandum then lists the expenses that the funds are needed for. And in the second line, it says DNC victory contribution. $50,000.
Yes.
Did I read that right?
Yes.
Now, 3.5 years later, the Justice Department confirms that as part of an extensive pattern of laundering contributions. The laundering went on throughout the early 90s. Then there's the story of Bill Clinton, James Riady, and the limousine. When John Huang struck a plea agreement in 1999, he told the FBI that during the 92 campaign, Riady and candidate Clinton shared a limousine ride. He said Riady pledged $1 million for the campaign. The FBI questioned President Clinton last year. He said he didn't remember it that specifically. Now, the Justice Department says the conversation did take place. And while Riady may not have promised $1 million then, he did, at some point, make that pledge. Under the plea agreement, Riady promises to cooperate with prosecutors. That includes Whitewater Independent Counsel Robert Ray. His office has been curious why the Riady family hired presidential friend Webster Hubble when Hubble was being prosecuted in the mid-90s. An investigator at the House Government Reform Committee says committee chairman Dan Burton is asking the Justice Department for the FBI reports of its interviews with Riady. He says there's a lot Burton wants to know about Riady's contacts with the president and his connections in China. But a former Justice Department official says he would be astonished if Riady has much more to offer. If Riady did, this attorney says, the department wouldn't have socked him with the biggest fine in the history of U.S. campaign finance laws, $8.6 million. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.